Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Kaser Blasting and Coatings can blast and powder coat anything metal. We're talking railings, fences, yard signs, car bodies, car parts, and more. They blast away years of corrosion and protect the durable coating. Call 402-421-3559 or go to KaserBlasting.com for a quote today. We are joined in studio by Cody Schmick, the man who is just so busy with Kinkader, Beer House, Sideshow Spirits. Cody, we're always happy to make time
comedy
for us. Thank you for stopping by again. You told me fourth quarter, it's go time for you
Dude,
guys.
Yeah, this is the best time of year, man. Going into this, the staff is ready. Our places are shining. We put some new stuff in. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. We like to stack things. So we're excited for this season with Husker football. Oktoberfest, some great comedy shows, tons of fun things going on, and opening a few new places too.
Well, so, let's get right into it, because you've been giving us updates the last couple months, and let's get an update on the Howler House Comedy Club. You've had some different events in there. What's next?
So
at Howler House,
So we've been booking like crazy. Our next 3 shows is a group. It's called the Unteachables Tour. It's on Sunday, September 21st. These guys go around. They actually appeal to school teachers a lot. So they do all their shows like, you know, Saturdays, Sundays, bring in teachers. So if you're a school teacher, I think you'd really, really enjoy this tour. Been seeing some clips of it. These guys reached out to us. They're selling out shows all over the Midwest right now. You got to check that one out. The second one is Thursday, October 9th. That's the next one after that. Mario Adrian. It's our first international comic. This guy has got like 1 million followers on TikTok. If you don't follow him, I bet you would probably recognize him. He's had some viral stuff. And then also in October 18th, Jeff Richards. Jeff Richards was on both Mad TV and SNL. You may not recognize his name, but you would recognize his face. Okay. So HowlerComedy.com. We're adding shows all the time. We just added, I told you guys about Tom Arnold last time.
Yes.
Yeah. I just added Chris Kattan. Do you guys know who Chris Kattan is? So you remember
I just know the name.
You remember Night at the Roxbury?
Yes.
So not Will Ferrell, the other guy, his brother, Chris Kattan. So, he's going to be here. He was in SNL.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, he was in the famous More Cowbell skit with Will Ferrell. He was in, he's one of the...
Chris Kattan.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's huge, bro. So he's selling out all over the place. We have him coming up. That's not till later in the season, but got a lot of fun shows coming up for the comedy club.
Website again for that?
HowlerComedy.com. We actually ditched the house because everybody was trying to spell house the wrong way, so it's just howlercomedy.com. Check out those shows, and lots coming up there.
Join my Cody Schmick in studio. Up next, the Speakeasy, which is also near the Howler House, below Beer House.
It is,
right?
Yeah. So we
how close are we to opening?
151 North 8th. We got the Beer House, then we got the rooftop up above it. Howler Comedy Club below it. Also in that building, we're adding the Sideshow Speakeasy. That is, we've been done for a while. We've been waiting on the city to sign off on the last few things. We should have.
We need to talk to Bombeck about this.
Talk to Derek Bombeck.
You know, you need to talk to whoever you can talk to.
Okay, we will. We'll bring this up.
Yeah, it's definitely, city of Lincoln, we need definitely an issue that we need to work through here. We got final inspections this week, and then we're going to be opening to the public. The best thing that you can do on this is we just launched an app. Just go to your app store, Kincaidr, search Kincaidr. It's called Cheers. Download that. We're going to have our passwords on there. We're going to have all the special invites, any of the ticketed events that we have, and the invite to the speakeasy once we get open. We're going to go through that. So anybody that's following us on that app gets kind of that first crack at coming into the speakeasy.
You had been teasing about like the Indiana Jones type of door,
yes,
right? Installed.
It's in.
When did that go in?
About 2 weeks ago.
You sample it? Have you tried it out?
Dude, I've been riding that thing crazy. Anybody that'll come look. Yeah, it's so fun. So wall breaks open, and you guys are, I think people are going to be really impressed with what the team
put together.
I can't
wait to see this.
Yeah. It's really cool. High-end cocktail menu. We have beers on tap there. We're going to have a few small plates, so just some like appetizers, kind of shared plate type stuff. A totally different concept than what's down in the Haymarket right now, and I think people will enjoy it.
We're not just Lincoln. You're growing also in Kearney. Yep. What's the update with the buildings out in
just
Kearney?
Just walked Kearney yesterday. We're opening a full beer house, full Kincaidr restaurant there. Right on, if you know where Cunningham's on
we're
building on the other side of the lake. So there's like, it's crazy out there. They're building like crazy on that side. I think Paul Unis is trying to build like a whole kind of event district there. Lots going on. They're putting like a mini Top Golf in right next to us. It's really cool.
So you're right by the new sports complex then.
Right, tucked in between the sports complex and the lake. Yep.
Yep. No, right
Holy
where that's
darn.
At. What a brilliant idea, because you have people every, what, there's six hotels there on that size?
There's a lot. I think he's building two more right now. So I think there's going to be eight hotels there.
Because like Cunningham's, it's very busy.
Yes.
So, and too busy. So
yeah,
you've got a niche. I like this.
I think it'll be good. We've been working really hard on it. It's the biggest one we've ever done. Our first new build. Usually we go in and retrofit an old space. This is from ground up, so we had to make every decision, and that's hard. That's even harder than like a it's like, we can do whatever we want, but when you have to make every decision, this wall can go this way or this way or whatever. We learned a lot, and we're going to open something really cool, I think.
That's so projected opening to how long? Think for that?
We're pushing like heck for September. I mean, it's coming up here. So
nice.
We went and walked yesterday with we have our management team all hired there. If you know anybody in Kearney that wants, we're going to hire like 50 people to work at this spot. So if you guys,
what are they doing? Like what kind of jobs?
Yeah. So it's a full restaurant, full bar on both sides. Two different concepts. We're going to have tons of private events, tons of public events. We'll do big Oktoberfests out there. We're going to partner with the other community businesses. There's kind of this hub center that the bands and stuff will back right up to the lake, and it'll just be a cool vibe. And I think the people of Kearney they're very excited about having it. And we've got some stuff planned there that, I mean, as you're flying down I-80, I think it will make it worth your stop, too.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Brian asked, what's the app for you guys again?
App? Yeah, so if you just search Kincaidr on either of the app stores, it'll come up. But it's Kincaidr Sideshow Beer House, but the app itself is called Cheers.
Cheers.
Yep. And so that's where we have everything. Everything that we're doing is on that app. I mean, we're still obviously.
Is there anything you're
update.
Not doing? So I'd like to know.
I think
right
the answer
now,
is
you
no,
guys
Bill.
Are you're owning all entertainment.
Cody has no time for anything. He's a busy guy.
Thank you.
I noticed that when you're here, you rip out.
You know.
Yeah, he does. He's
he's got places to be.
He's very much like Phil Ruhlman. He departs. He departs in a hurry. He does.
And they're both very successful.
And they have things to do. They're not really. He's like, hey, you want to just sit around and just kind of chop it up with us a little bit? Not really.
Nope.
Not really. I have a real job. They have real things going on. Right. Steve will point out I don't have a job. So
I barely do. Yeah. I got to write a column today. You think about that.
Yeah, Cody's like, what he has going on. He's
think what he does and what I do.
He's got to open.
I'm thinking about.
He's trying
it,
to hire. He's trying to hire 50 people.
Right.
Imagine big whoop. Imagine me and Steve. Gonna try to hire 50 people.
Man.
Where would you start?
That'd be a 2-hour job. I mean, two-year job.
50 people. Yeah,
waiters, we'll have at least waitresses,
50. Waiters, waitresses, bartenders, managers, kitchen guys, event people, social media people. It's the whole thing. I mean,
good
it's,
God,
yeah, it's gonna be a lot. We company wide right now we're sitting. gosh, I want to say we're right at around 150 employees, so this should push us right into that kind of 200 range for staff. But we've got a great team. I mean, all I do is I'm busy, but it's mostly backpats and high fives. You know what I mean? Like I think
you're being humble.
Yeah.
We've just got such a good team, man. Like we get to do all this stuff because of our team.
He's the Phil Knight of beer.
That's a compliment. He's joined by Cody Schmick. Last thing, Cody. Game day is at your location. There's also a preview of Oktoberfest to come.
There's no place like the Haymarket on game day. I like to get down there early. There's an electricity in the air. Nothing can match it. And so we continue to dig in. We dive into this. We have our big tailgate by the train at Kincaidor. Our kickoff, we're going to have two bands. Them Uke Boys and Lemon Fresh Day are going to be playing down there. We're partnering with Valentino's. We're gonna actually expand our footprint a little bit at the tailgate by the train, partnering with those guys. Nice. In the Great Hall. We got DJs, we got food, Grotta Foods joining us. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Then right around the corner at Beer House, so we got Augie Birch playing downstairs. We got a DJ on the rooftop. So if you guys are looking for something, we open at 9 a.m. every game day. It doesn't matter if it's an 11, a 2, or a 6 p.m. We open at 9 a.m. and we party all day, so come down and hang out with us.
It's an audio buffet, and there's a lot of options. Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Audio buffet. Yeah.
Yes. We got some good bands. I mean, Lemon Fresh Day, I think they're one of the best cover bands in Nebraska. Them Uke Boys is fun because they play Prince with ukuleles.
That's incredible. Whoa.
Wow. I wonder how they came upon that.
What do you guys think? I don't know. Let's do Prince with ukuleles.
Check it out.
We'll go.
I want to throw you two more dates. Is that okay?
Yeah, please do.
Real quick. Oktoberfest season is upon us. Kincaidor, Lincoln, our Oktoberfest. That's our first one of the season. September 5th. It's the night before the first home game. So if you're in town milling around, swing by there. It's free to get in. We have polka bands all day. It's going to be a blast.
What don't you have?
Polka bands all day. Will there be big pretzels handed out anywhere?
You can't do polka without pretzel and sausage, right?
Yes, all day.
It's almost too much polka, but we just push it right to the limit.
Is there too much polka?
No. Right to
polka,
that
polka,
limit.
Polka.
I have been in a place where there's too much polka. I never want to get back there. I push it right to the limit.
Imagine that. Did someone say, like, in the back room, hey, we're pushing it. We're right.
What's the threshold?
What's the polka? Where's the top end hit?
Okay. How do you know we've gone over the line?
Oh, trust me. You'll know.
You'll know. Hey, cut the polka band. It's over. We hit it.
Pull the plug.
We hit the threshold. Hour 12. We got to cut them off.
What's your last date, Cody?
Last date. Our biggest Oktoberfest. Our biggest event of the season. September 27th. It's bye week. On the street, 8th and P, we'll have 3,000 to 5,000 people down there. That's the big one. If you want to, you know, kind of get going, get your lederhosen and dusted off. 9:05 at Kincaidor, 9:27 at Beer House. That's the big one. Come join us.
Okay.
The whole world out.
Cody Schmick is busier than all of us combined.
I don't know what my heart rate is right now. It's really high. My heart rate's really high.
Imagine there's a polka threshold.
There's a polka threshold, and we know when we get it.
You'll know.
You'll know it when you see it. He's
Cody Schmick from Kincaidor Beer House, Satchel Spirits, Howler House, and on and on and on. Cody, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. I love coming on here with you guys.
All right.
Cheers.
For the spillover next on Early Break in the Ticket.